So yesterday we were going through John chapter 14, where Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. And it was said mansions, but it's really dwellings, right? I go to prepare dwellings for you, where we will dwell with him, with our own dwelling space with him, designed by him, specifically based on what we do and how we serve and the way we walk out our faith. And while I was laying this out, God was revealing things as I was talking, that we think about going up to a mansion in the sky, but it's a wrong understanding of what he was saying. Because the question that was presented to Jesus was in chapter 13, Jesus tells him, where I'm going, you cannot come. And so where are you going was the question. And eventually it lands on the Father. I am the Father. I am the representation of the Father. I go to prepare a place for you. He is the destination. But he has to go to the cross, and he has to die, and he has to go down to hell, and he has to rise again, and he has to go back to the throne so he can do all the work from a position of great authority over top of everything. And so this is the part that people don't get. So when God on day two separated the waters below from the waters above, I believe what he's saying to us is there are waters below, which are rivers, streams, oceans, whatever. And then they set. Of course, he knows where they sat before the earth was, because he says, let the dry appear, which is rock mostly, right? Water sits on top of rock. It doesn't sit on top of dirt. It just washes it away. So let the water, let the rock, which is the foundation, right? It's the basis point. And the water sits on top of that. Well, what's the firmament? It's a real, incredibly firm structure cast by God, designed by God, and water sit above that. What sits above that or around that is a city or a place with everything but perfect. Up there, it's perfect, right? Heaven is absolutely pure. Everything's gorgeous, you know, gold streets, you know, beautiful stones. Birds sing perfectly. There's no trouble. It's a lion lays down with the lamb. The little babies move around and the snakes float, whatever the snakes are up there. I do not know, but they exist because God created them. So heaven is perfect, right? And down here is soiled and corrupt and evil because of the trickery and deception of Satan in the garden, which was perfect, right? Then we're expelled from the garden, which has the tree of life, that when we eat of it, we live forever, which we got barred from because of the transgression that God knew we were going to commit, which is why there was a separation, right? We were given a chance to operate under his eye and with communion and with talking to him on a regular basis, like walking and doing with God day by day, hour by hour, that kind of thing, which Adam was given full commission, full authority as a man over all of creation down here, which is a structure. It's a distinct structure. Think of it as just a massively big house. Heaven is a house and earth is a house, and the two are fitted on top of each other. Heaven sits on top of earth. This is the biblical narrative. This is the biblical writings. There's no other way to view it but the way the Bible describes it, plus all the extra biblical books that are written by Enoch and the many other men of old that love the truth. And so when Jesus tells us to pray for his kingdom to come to earth, basically what we're crying out for and what he came to do was to merge heaven with earth. Jesus filled up a body perfectly, perfect sacrifice, perfect lamb, met all the requirements of the law, was perfect in thought, word, and deed, and everything that we can never be perfect in, like we totally can't do it. So when you try to do the law, when you try to do religion, when you try to do fasting and all these things to get right with God, it doesn't work. Yes, you're going to fast as a lover of God to purify your soul for purpose of worship and purpose of hearing and a purpose of getting direction or whatever, or just the sackcloth and ashes, what people do when bad things happen. Historically, it's just from the beginning of time, sackcloth. repentance, laying in the dirt, whatever. It's all part of the human experience. But what is the point here? The point is, on day two, God created two spaces, heaven and earth, and he separated them up and down. The doctrine I call of up was established on day two, but it's ultimately going to be fulfilled when Jesus returns. Heaven will come down. Now, how we juxtaposition that with Peter's words, there was a burn with fire. Well, I do believe that fire purifies. I do believe that the earth needs to be scorched with fire, holy fire, to purify. Think about fire. You burn your sacrifices on the fire, right? Refiner's fire. You make the gold pure with fire. The earth has to experience fire. This house, this corrupt lower house, has to be burnt. What am I doing right now on the land? I'm burning all the dead wood. I'm grabbing all the dead stuff and I'm throwing it on the fire. And some of it's like a cut down some trees that are little, just to clear it out, just to make a way for us to be together. A path. I'm making a path. I'm making a way. What is Jesus? The way, the truth, the life. I'm making a path to a place of worship, to the fire, where we sit around the fire and we fellowship in the truth and we meditate on the truth and we look upon this beautiful tree. Don't worship it, of course, but we look upon it as a symbol, like many symbols were in scripture, right? The bronze altar, the showbread, the lamb, all these things were pointing to Christ. So that physical tree points to Christ as the true tree with the true fruit that is eternal life. And this is the message. This is the descriptive way. This is the illustrating of it in a real thing versus a building in a church and try to describe it with words. But no, be in it. Be around, have it surrounding you, encompassing you. And then the purity of the fellowship and the holiness of the air, because God is there, because he's dwelling. This is what God is showing me about how this thing is going to be built. Plus, what does he tell me to do? Pray. Seek his face. He'll show me how to do it. Spirit of wisdom, right? Instruction. Words like I'm given right now, beyond my understanding. These are all words beyond my understanding. These were downloaded to me over the course of time and refined and refined and refined. And that's what God is going to do. People are going to have seeds planted in their souls that germinate and dig and help them work out their salvation over the course of years later. That's just what we do. We're seed planters of truth, a picture that they can't shake, an experience they can't shake in a 7-day process. That's what I want to do.